This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, June 18th. Brought to you by Robo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Chuck Daly. Here's today's headlines. Businesses reflect on wins. Delta Tunnel audit today. Senate's farm proposals get a scrub. Cal Chamber celebrates legislative wins. Now that the legislature has wrapped up the first half of session, the California Chamber of Commerce is reflecting on the bills it helped to stall. Notably for agriculture, the chamber reports that Senator Ben Allen of Santa Monica has agreed to amend SB 601 to reduce the scope of the bill. Allen hopes to expand the Water Board's authority to fill a shrinking federal footprint. Others in Cal Chamber labeled as cost drivers include SB 310, which threatened a deal last year to reform the Private Attorneys General Act, a series of air quality bills adhering to the polluter pays principle, having run out of gas as well. A bill the business advocates labeled as the de facto PFAS ban has taken amendments to weaken the proposal. Farm groups had joined the opposition coalition on two bills restricting employers from collecting certain data on their workers. They argue the definitions are so broad as to include devices like key fobs, RFID devices, and cell phones. One bill has fallen by the wayside, but the other has made it to the Senate. Delta lawmakers submit tunnel audit today. The Joint Legislative Audit Committee will consider a proposal this morning to investigate the state spending on the Delta Tunnel project and on voluntary agreements known as the Healthy Rivers and Landscapes Program. Senator Jerry McNerney of Pleasanton and Assemblymember Rhodesia Ransom of Tracy have partnered with Restore the Delta on the audit proposal, plan to hold a press conference touting it this afternoon. Now take note. Also at the media event will be the San Joaquin County Farm Bureau standing alongside the environmentalists as well as tribal representatives and Delta business advocates. Walnuts get a feel-good makeover. California Walnut Board and Commission launching a new feel-good campaign aimed at attracting younger consumers. This isn't just a new marketing campaign, according to Christine Lott, Director of Integrated Communications. The marketing effort seeks to reposition walnuts as a versatile produce item for millennials and Gen Z. The campaign highlights the nutritional value and convenience of walnuts through social media influencers, digital content, and experiential marketing. With over 20 influencers participating, the initiative intends to reach millions. The board hopes this repositioning will secure future generations of walnut consumers and support California farmers. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Robo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.roboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Robo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Senate Ag Plan gets its birdbath. Senate Republicans are continuing their sprint to pass their version of the One Big Beautiful Budget Reconciliation Bill. The Agriculture Committee will begin the process of determining all of the provisions in the budget reconciliation are compliant with Senate rules today, a process known as the birdbath. The bird rule requires reconciliation bill provisions to be limited to federal spending and revenue laws. Senate staff typically work with the parliamentarian to ensure all parts of the reconciliation bill are compliant before it's brought to the Senate floor. Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas said the committee will begin meeting with the parliamentarian today and hopes to wrap that process up by Friday. Bozeman expressed optimism there will be few changes, but some committee Republicans are already signaling their unease with other parts of the bill. The tax package would limit states' ability to use provider taxes to fund Medicaid programs. I've got major concerns, said Senator Jim Justice of West Virginia, speaking with AgriPulse and other reporters. Rural hospitals in his state, quote, depend on this, he argued. Certainly, Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, a little more blunt in his disapproval. He said, quote, I don't know why we would defund rural hospitals to pay for Chinese solar panels, referring to other parts of the Senate bill that give federal tax credits for solar a longer phase out than the House version. But Justice stopped short of saying he'd oppose the bill. He said, quote, when it really boils down right to it, you may have to hold your nose on some things. But he also said he would press leadership to adopt the House approach to provider taxes, which would freeze them at current levels. Some look to Congress to solve ag labor issues, but it won't be easy. Ag groups are seeking congressional relief from raids on agricultural operations days after President Donald Trump's insisted farms, hotels, and restaurants should be spared from heavy-handed tactics. The American Farm Bureau Federation is the latest and the biggest group to weigh in. President Zippy Duvall said the legislative branch must prioritize fixing the farm labor crisis that the president identified. Outdated systems must be modernized so farmers can find enough workers to help plant and harvest crops and care for livestock. Farm workforce legislation, like anything dealing with immigration, has always been a heavy lift. Representatives Dan Newhouse of Washington, Zoe Lofgren of California, have once again introduced their Farm Workforce Modernization Act. That legislation cleared the House in 2021, but never got a vote in the Senate. Now take note, on a call with reporters yesterday, House Freedom Caucus Chairman Andy Harris of Maryland highlighting that bill and the potential for legislation, quote, to solve this problem longer term. Here's today's final word. Instead of viewing us as an adversary, we're hearing from agriculture employers seeking our advice and resources on how to protect their operation. That United Farm Workers in an alert to its members that the Trump administration has reversed course on raiding farms for immigration enforcement. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, June 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.